some point in the 1920s, my grandfather's father had been to a men's club meeting where Hitler spoke, and he came home and told my mom's family, "This is the most dangerous man I have ever met." There were certainly some Germans who felt that, but probably the majority didn't. And part of that is because, you know, you're in the Weimar Republic and you have your first experience with democracy and you're hoping that everything's going to be okay. Everything has been kind of okay for a lot of people. They had no idea that Hitler would be as monstrous as he became, or maybe even as he was even back in the 1920s and early 30s. People would join the army or be drafted. There was a required labor service after finishing high school for men. Then they would join the army thinking it was the right thing to do. The fatherland needed an army and was recruiting people to join up or drafting people, and they did it out of a sense of patriotism. This is what you do for your country. You may not always like the leadership of your country, but it's still your country. I won't say everybody, and I can't say if it's the majority or the minority of Germans, but there are a lot of people who kind of rolled with the punches for a while, hoping that as things seemed to get worse, that the influence of good people and having a number of good people around and involved in the government and speaking out would temper the badness of it all, the evil of it all. And my dad was, he was one of those people. Unlike my mother's family, my father's family had no Jewish background at all. He was from a family of Protestants from forever. You know, everybody had to go back and do research on their historical origins because Hitler demanded it, just like he had through that note that my mom's teacher gave her to take home. And my dad's family was a family of Protestants. They were Huguenots who were kicked out of France hundreds of years ago when that happened. So there were no issues like that. My dad was in the high school, and at the age of 18 or 19, he completed the high school final exam, the Abitur, after which you would ordinarily go to college, university. He wanted very much to study chemistry, but he knew that in order to go to the university, because that was the rule at the time, the law at the time, he would have to do his compulsory labor service in the Arbeitsdienst. The natural progression, unfortunately, when he finished was to go into the army. Maybe he wasn't technically drafted, but maybe he was. I'm not really sure of that detail either. But he went in the army because he thought it was the right thing to do. And even people like Stauffenberg, who was the leader of the July 20, 1944 plot, he was a career military man. And a lot of people of that stature also thought it was the right thing to do to fight for your country, even though in the end they ended up really despising Hitler, and a lot of them despised him earlier. So my dad got into the army that way and felt that, you know, as a young man, sometimes you have to go to war for your country. So when Dad went into the army, he went in at the level of a lieutenant, or became a lieutenant fairly quickly, and was sent off to France. He was wounded in France. I think someone shot at him. It was a random thing. I don't think it was in a battle. And he was riding a motorcycle, and he ended up falling off his motorcycle and smacked the front of his head, his forehead, right between the eyebrows, and had a concussion for a while. But he recovered from that just fine. So while all this was going on, while he was in France in the early years, Mom was still in Berlin, and she wasn't allowed to continue her studies, so she found somebody to teach her some art, and she took some classes that weren't in a degree program and that weren't in a school situation where the school had to forbid people who are Jewish from going to school. So she was able to continue on a little bit with what she decided she could do, which would be to study art. She knew she couldn't study the formal academic topics because of this prohibition. And she had a lot of friends, and all along, even when she was still in the high school part of her career, you know, her parents had said, "We can't tell anyone about the Jewish part of our family. We want to keep that secret as possible. And we don't want it to get out." Because, you know, people were starting to talk and make divisions in society and discriminate and be ugly. And in the area where they lived in Berlin, there were some Nazis living in houses nearby. So they just wanted to sort of take a low profile and see if they could survive all this. And they asked her not to talk. Well, of course, Mom, being somewhat disobedient and fresh and wanting to do things her own way, did take some friends into her confidence, and because she felt it was really important that her friends wanted to be friends with her, regardless of her label. She didn't want to be friends with somebody who didn't want to be friends with someone just because they were Jewish. And all her friends stood by her, and her friends knew. And she was careful who she said that to. It wasn't just everybody. It was her good friends. And she developed a really good, solid, close circle of friends who saw her and her family, you know, through the war in Berlin, through all the difficulties that came later. Some of them were journalists. Some of them worked in the Ministry of Interior in one case. And some of them were social friends, and some of them were soldiers or became soldiers. So she had that circle of friends. And to Mom, friendship is just one of the most important things in life because of how good her friends were to her.